his clothes, after he lost weight, they didn't...
Well, he just had to buy some to fit him.
They didn't fit him, right?
I mean, buy some to put fit you. You know what it means to me. It's like if I buy a belt. And, in other words...
What does a belt say on it when it's cowhide?
Well...
What does it say? It says...
Well, some of them just says leather belt, so...
Yeah, what does it say?
Leather belt.
It says, it'll say what? This is not imitation, it's...
Oh, well, yeah, something like that, or leather.
Yeah, would you say guaranteed?
Well, if it's guaranteed to be leather, it ought to be leather. Then if it's not, don't put no guarantee on it.
It's not fake, it's... It's what, genuine?
Yeah.
I thought I had one written on my belt, but I don't.
I've got a belt in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, after that man had lost weight, his clothes didn't...
Well, the clothes fit him, they got too big. You don't go around and around.
His clothes didn't fit him, but before they...
They fit him.
They fit him.
But when they lost weight, just like another thing, if you gain weight, sometimes if I wear clothes this time, and if I go picking up weight, get too tight, I might have to get something bigger.
Yeah.
Huh. I have to get something bigger, that's all.
Yeah.
All this to it.
You know, when you're going by a pecan tree and you put a lot of pecans in your pockets, it makes them...
Well, of course, they got a rattle in the way you walk.
Make
a bridge out and long don't in them, you're going to rattle.
Yeah. You know, what would happen when you put, say, a cotton shirt in the water, in hot water,
Draw up,
you say.
Well,
shirt.
I tell you, cotton don't water. Wool will.
Wool?
Yeah, wool stuff, but cotton won't do that.
Just
cotton, you can put that in the water. You know, draw.
I put my wool shirt in the water and it...
See, there's a certain way you got to wash wool.
Or it'll...
Don't you make it the one way or you can't wash, you can't just take wool and just and put it in the pot and boil boiling it. You can't take wool clothing like that.
Or else it'll
swell up or stretch out. Lose its shape if you try to do it that way.
Yeah. Well, you said you never did. You never did go to them.
No, I said not. I wove it in. I said the thing that brought the people together. One thing would be our church revival.
Yes, sir.
First of all, first Sunday in August. Next thing would bring the folks together with dances. Next thing was school clothing program.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess that's when the school closed, when they have a program at the end of school.
At the end of school, when school...
I went to school closed, you know. Have a program there. And folks singing and children having speeches, they had speeches and folks were singing a little like that. And folks were singing a little like that.
Yeah. Well, sir, when a girl liked to, say, when she was getting ready to go to a dance or something like that, and when she liked to put on her best dress, you say she was...
Well, I'll tell you about that. I told you I never go dancing.
Yeah.
I've never been to one dance, I don't know anything in my life. I didn't go to dance, so I don't know about that. But in church, sometimes they want to go to church and want to put on their best clothes.
Yeah, and they start...
Getting ready, you know, looking around, them up, brushing them up, see if it's clean.
Yeah.
And,
you say they're...
Impressing if they need pressing, things like that.
Yeah. You say they're doing what?
Then they get ready for that.
Spend a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Yeah, that's right. Standing for the mirror, looking in the glass, you know, combing the head.